Those were the really great days of hitchhiking, of course. A man and his towel pitted against the universe. I mean, that lot down there in them offices, I wouldn't give you an old face flannel for the lot of them. No disrespect to you, of course, Mr. Beeblebrox. Mr. President, sir, you're a different...
Talk a lot, don't you? How soon till we dock at Ursa Minor, Peter?
30 minutes.
Okay. Now, I can't risk being found in this freighter. I'd better go down in one of your EVA pods. Should slip under the radar screens, okay? Thanks for the ride, guys.
But, why are you going to Ursa Minor Beta if you want to stay hidden?
I just wanted to find out what I'm doing.
What?
Well, last night, after I escaped from the Hagunana...
Oh, yeah, how did you...
I went, like, into a deep coma and got this message from a person I admire, respect, and deeply love.
Who was that, then?
Me.
What? A message from yourself?
Yeah, it was a message I'd implanted in my own mind 20 years ago, which was triggered off by the coma. And it just told me that the time had come, and I had to go and see this dude I'd never heard of who would tell me something to my disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah, so I had to go, didn't I?
Why don't you tie a knot in your hanky like anyone else?
Style, friend, style. Now, come on, I gotta go.
No, but can I just ask you...
Yeah, what is it?
That Hagunenon that ate you... How did you escape?
Oh, no problem. It was a super evolving species, right?
Yes.
It ate me whilst it was playing at being the ravenous bug bladder beast of Tral. And then, like seconds later, made the mistake of re-evolving into a really neat little escape capsule.
It evolved into an escape capsule?
Yeah.
But that is really incredible.
Yeah. I can't help it if I'm lucky.
Launching!